It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. We've got tax season. I hadn't thought about scams associated with that, but scams can be associated with almost anything.
Absolutely. Everybody knows it's tax season. People are going to be getting money back. People that are performing scams, they're going to be doubling their efforts to get you duped into it while you have a little bit of cash in your pocket. Just be mindful of things that seem too good to be true. Most likely, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. Nobody really has relatives overseas that are billionaires that are willing to give them their fortune. So, you know, be mindful of that one. No Nigerian princes are going to come knocking on our doors. Be mindful of the door-to-door campaigning. I've heard of some people being sold warranties on their roofs, and it was a scam. They was able to get away with some money, and unfortunately, they're targeting the elder community, who's a little bit more trusting. They know who they're going to target, and they know how to target them. Also, watch for the phone scams. I've had reports of phone calls going to, again, elderly people, people posing as their grandsons or granddaughters, and they're stuck in jail and they need money. They went to Cancun and now they're stuck in prison in a Mexican jail, and getting, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 over the phone and through money orders and things like that to get, you know, loved ones out of jail. It turns out that that wasn't the case. Just be very mindful of what information you give out and what they're asking for. Another huge scam is people posing as law enforcement agencies or officials over the phone saying that you have a warrant, go here and send us $5,000 or whatever, you're going to be arrested on the spot, they'll come to your job. Well, first of all, coming from law enforcement, we're not going to give you a call and tell you that we're coming, and we're definitely not going to do it over the phone. Keep in mind that law enforcement acts in an official capacity. We don't handle business by the phone like that. And the FBI is not going to send anybody to your front door to come arrest you for failing to pay a traffic citation.
I had a call. They were going to suspend my Social Security number. And I thought, really? I don't think we got to the point where I found out what they wanted. I just hung up on them.
Yeah, that and the vehicle warranty selling, you know, that's that's a big one too. I still get those phone calls probably twice, three times a day. Robot calls and scammers, just be on the lookout for it, especially come tax season. You have a little bit of money in your pocket, don't go wasting it on something.
We've been visiting with Parsons Police Sergeant Jason Ludwig. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.